Father, I receive rest. I receive refreshing. I relax into your truth. I focus my thinking on your heart and your word. I find myself building on the foundation of the word and pursuing with all my heart everything you have made available to me. Thank you for not abandoning me to my weaknesses and not leaving me to struggle without hope. You are bigger than my past, the brightness of my future. And behold, you make all things new. You strengthen me with might by placing your own nature in my inner man. You sent me the Comforter, the Teacher, the Holy Spirit to guide me into all truth. Isaiah 28. For with stammering lips and another tongue, you speak to me. I receive your teaching, Holy Spirit. When I pray, you teach me knowledge and make me understand doctrine. You feed a baby milk, but precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, you feed me strong meat. You teach me the way, the truth, the life, the mind of Christ. Lord, you are the foundation stone, a proven stone, the precious cornerstone, and sure foundation. Those who believe shall rest. You bring the refreshing, and I rest in you, Lord. Holy Spirit, my Lord Jesus sent you to me to reveal his lordship and to lead me and guide me in all truth. I have no covenant with death or agreement with hell. My covenant is life, and I agree with you in all things. Luke 11:13. Even an earthly father gives good gifts to his children. How much more shall you, Heavenly Father, give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Father, I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in other tongues. As the Holy Spirit gives me utterance, I now give voice. Air moves across my vocal cords, and I choose to allow my spirit to flow with the language you created. I'm not waiting for you to force me to speak. I receive what you have already done. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. And I begin to speak with other tongues. I asked you to fill me, and you filled me and created the language, and I pray. Praying in tongues changes who I am. I embrace the tearing down and rebuilding. You enrich me in all knowledge, in all faith, in all diligence, in all your love, in all the grace that made me your own child and heir. Father, your door of understanding opens widely. I have been reconciled to you, and I have all I need in this life to help you to seek and save the lost. Father, I will be with you for all of eternity because I have received Jesus Christ as my Savior. He redeemed me by his blood and the finished work of the cross. Here in this life now, I want my born-again nature to conquer, taking all the limits off the limitless one, removing every boundary from the boundless one. I speak forth the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of Christ. The mind of Christ is delivered, and I obey your will in all things. There is no resistance in heaven, but here in this life, I am equipped to handle the resistance I face. I receive help from the inside out. Holy Spirit, you are the teacher of my new nature. My spirit has the capacity to be taught the deep things. God and my Father, the deep things. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. I finally have you, my teacher from that realm. You teach me directly from God, the Holy Spirit, to my reborn human spirit. Father, praying in tongues is a revelation gift from you to me. I have no need that man teach me. I attend your classroom, Holy Spirit. You never lead me astray. You never teach me anything wrong. I stay with you, Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for this medium of exchange, praying in tongues, that delivers your mind and heart to me. I am known by my fruit, and there is evidence I really have been baptized in the Holy Ghost, not just because I speak in tongues, but because I die to myself and my ambitions. I lay hold of what you want me to do with my life. Patience develops me. I am complete, mature, and lacking nothing. I am not moved by what I see, feel, or hear. I am only moved by what I believe, and I believe your word. Your word is truth. No problem is bigger than the word. No problem is bigger than me. I am filled with your word. I look at any circumstance and count it all joy. My faith, when it is put on trial, works patience. I let patience have its perfect or mature work, so that I am mature, entire, and lacking nothing. Every place I am cornered, freedom is waiting there. In wisdom, I am peaceful, gentle, easy to be entreated without hypocrisy. You love me completely. You cannot love me more. I receive the love you have always loved me with. The love that cost Jesus everything. It increases in me. My soul is fed by the peace generating from the love of God. I love people with the capacity that Jesus had for me when he loved me and he gave himself for me. My own intellect could not have comprehended your mysteries without your help. But by grace, you have provided this medium of exchange, praying in tongues. When it was impossible for the children of Israel to sow seed and reap a crop in the wilderness, you provided manna. When it was impossible for fallen man to provide himself a savior, you provided the bread of life, the living word. Your provision is by your grace. And you did not leave me subject to my own intellect or the wisdom of man. Lord, you warned us about deception. Praying in tongues is my inoculation against deception. I am not ashamed of praying in tongues, even though the devil fights it so hard. I am proud to choose to spend time allowing you to pray the perfect plan for my life. Jude 1:20. I am built up on my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I activate my prayer language, and you pray the perfect plan for my life so the Father can answer that prayer. You bypass my intellect, my mind, my will, and my emotions. Your love gave me every tool that I need to be indoctrinated back to you. Indoctrinated towards you. Satan, the devil, He counterfeited your tools and gave me religion. Religion had me bound, but now my spirit prays. You are my comforter. You fortify me, build me into a fort. My spirit prays. You edify me. Holy Spirit, you help my infirmities. When I don't know how to pray as I ought, you make intercession for me with groanings that cannot be uttered. When I pray in the unknown tongue, my spirit prays. I keep order when I pray in tongues. There are four diversities of tongues: tongues for interpretation, tongues for deep intercessional groanings, tongues as a sign for the unbeliever, and tongues for personal edification. Except for tongues for personal edification, Lord, you choose the time and the place for the other three in order to minister to the congregation. But I choose to pray in tongues for personal edification, anytime, on purpose, just because I want to. 1 Corinthians 14. When I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. I speak in an unknown tongue, not to man, but to God. For no man understands me. In the Spirit, though, I speak mysteries. In the Spirit, I pray the mysteries of everything Christ is in me, to me, and through me, my hope of glory. I will pray with the Spirit, and I'll pray in my normal language also. I will sing in the Spirit, and I will sing in my normal language also. The only law or rule I'm under is the freedom that allows me to choose what you have sovereignly made available to me. In the law of liberty, I follow after agape love and desire spiritual gifts. There is a time for tongues for interpretation, but I keep order. There is a time for tongues as a sign to the unbeliever, but I keep order. There is a time for tongues for deep intercessional groanings, but I keep order. I keep the order you set, Holy Spirit. The time I choose is my prayer time for edification. I could be busy with many things, but my hunger for prayer increases because you guarantee my success. I could spend my time in any number of ways, but I choose you, Holy Spirit. You have agreed to come and spend the time I give you, praying for me, counseling me, and fellowshipping with me. My one-on-one relationship with you fills me with hope. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Perfect love has cast out all fear. When pain feels very real, when circumstances look hopeless and lost, facts are no match for your truth. You live big in me today, Holy Spirit, bringing me in line with the Lordship of Christ Jesus. When I was born again, I still had a lot to overcome. My mind had to be renewed, my soul saved with engrafted word. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I grew, I put away childish things. Now, I see through a glass darkly. But when we are face to face, there is no part dark. Now, I know in part. But when we are face to face, I will know as I am known. In this life, I face resistance. In this world, there will be trouble, but I'm able to hear from you, Holy Spirit. Prophecy delivers the mind of Christ to me. Tongues with interpretation is equal to prophecy. because it delivers the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is His right now instruction. When I receive my glorified body, tongues will cease, prophecies will be done away with. But here in this life, no one will tell me, Holy Spirit, that I only have you in a measure. Even though I did not get to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus, like the original 12, He said sending you would be to my advantage. Lord Jesus, you said, I'm going away, and I'll give you another of the same sort, the Comforter. He will lead you and guide you in all truth. Holy Spirit, you are my teacher. I can learn more, know more, and do more now that I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I have the same anointing and power, and it lives on the inside of me. I have the advantage over my flesh. I have the advantage over my old way of thinking. I have the advantage over the devil and the world. I have the advantage over circumstances. Holy Spirit, you might not tell me what I want to hear, but you will tell me what I need to hear. You live on the inside of me to disciple me and to make me like Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for my place of strength. I'll be about your business today. Your kingdom come.